In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is there, shall be.
Just beyond an unseen door, there is a world of wonder that exists. And that world of wonder is a realm of possibility, a realm of supernatural occurrences, a place where miraculous things happen. And that door doesn't. The door only opens to those who possess the correct key. And faith is the key that opens that door to this other realm. That other realm is indeed a realm of mystery, yet that realm is not altogether because that realm is the kingdom of God. And to become a participant in the kingdom of God requires our faith. To enter and live in the mysterious ways of the kingdom of God requires faith. To accomplish the work of the kingdom of God requires faith. When we consider what Christ's mission on earth was, he came to earth to preach the gospel of the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom of God. And he came to demonstrate the reality of the kingdom of God, demonstrating the power of God's kingdom. His mission was to do the work of the kingdom. And he consistently did this, demonstrating that the door to the kingdom wasn't far off like they had previously thought. It was not for another time, it was for now. And that door was at hand, close by. And with faith, Christ's disciples can enter into that realm of possibility. And it's this very exchange that we see in the gospel passage this morning. Christ miraculously cures a boy of his epilepsy. We recognize the epilepsy it was just a symptom. The cause was the demonic power that was behind that epileptic seizure. And Christ perceived this and acted accordingly and thus drives out the demon. And the boy was delivered, and as a result, he is made whole. He's restored to his father. Well, certainly the story makes it clear that the boy's father had been searching for some time for a solution to his son's situation. He had first consulted Christ's disciples, but they could do nothing. And they, in their failure, come to Jesus after it's all said and done to learn from their failure. Why could we not drive it out? And Jesus answers his disciples with an astounding clarity. Because you have no faith. Christ then makes a remarkable statement. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. Christ is clearly making a profound comparison of size. The tiniest mustard seed moves the gigantic mountain. Just a little bit of faith, in other words. A tiny bit of faith is all that is required for us to do something tremendous, something spectacular, something miraculous. A tiny seed of faith can produce phenomenal results. But make no mistake about this passage, Christ is not concerned with equipping his disciples in how to physically move mountains. Christ isn't concerned with changing the geological structures of the earth. You see, he is more concerned with other issues in people's lives. And for this father, who was facing his son's epilepsy, this was a mountain. And these are the kinds of mountains that Christ is concerned with in all of our lives that all of us inevitably face. All of us have a figurative mountain that we feel we cannot get beyond. It was for the father and the son in this situation. His epilepsy, the demon that was causing his epilepsy, had caused them to cease going forward in life. They are stuck in their tracks. They were prevented from going on. They were prevented from having an ordinary life. And I'm sure before Christ intervened, there was a hopelessness because he had gone to places and no one was able to help him. No one seemed to be able to do anything about it. It must have seemed to become such a problem. It was a mountain so great that surely there was nothing to be done about it. All of us have felt like that from time to time in life. All of us have faced those figurative mountains that block our path, that keep us from moving on. It can be overwhelming as we start to realize that perhaps this is impassable. But that's where faith comes in. And that's where we have to be reminded that faith is required. And faith is the key that unlocks the door to another realm. A realm where the impossible becomes possible. A realm where we can find safe passage through that impassable mountain that's before us. Faith actually can move those mountains in our lives. Christ clearly wants each of us to hold on to that key of faith. Just a little faith. Faith as small as a mustard seed. That little bit of faith can move great mountains in our lives. As we journey down the path of salvation, we no doubt will encounter obstacles in our path. Some of these obstacles that we face will undoubtedly seem like they're impassable. It may be a situation that's dumped in our lap, outside of our control, coming from someone outside us, somewhere beyond us. And that situation can seem so overwhelming that we do not see that there's a solution at hand. It can seem like a great mountain that's before us. Sometimes the mountains that we face come from deep within our own hearts, the issues of our own life, the struggles that we're going through that we cannot get beyond, that we feel stuck and we are facing this mountain. As we look up, all we see is this mountain blocking our path. It can be tempting in such moments to give up and decide that I've gone far enough down this path. This is a good place to set up camp and I can make a life here. We can give up on forward progress and simply remain in that spot where we're stuck. But we have to understand that this is a temptation of the evil one. We often have stereotypical ideas of what temptation is. And as a result, we fail to see some of the real central temptations that the enemy is coming against us in our life with. We think of temptation simply sometimes in moral terms of black and white and do this good thing or don't do that bad thing. But we have to understand that temptation applies to other realms as well, realms of which we are speaking this morning. When we are tempted to give up, when we're tempted, when we feel stuck, to just remain there, to stop trying, to stop progressing forward, we have to understand, when we face a mountain that's before us, we have to understand that is a temptation of the evil one. And this temptation of the enemy, we must confront with faith. Though the mountain is indeed very large, there is a door to be opened up to a world of possibility, a door that leads us into the kingdom of God where the impossible is possible. The kingdom of God is the realm of possibility where nothing is impossible for Christ's disciples. And all we need is a little faith, faith as small as a mustard seed, to unlock that door to that other realm. So when we feel stuck because there's a mountain in front of our path, we need to remember that the kingdom of God is at hand. That is what Christ came to reveal on earth, that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is there, and the kingdom of God is not limited by mountains. The kingdom of God is a world of infinite possibility. Christ brought the kingdom to this Father and the Son in the gospel passage, and so Christ seeks to bring the kingdom to each one of our lives. He presents the door to the kingdom, and all we need is that key of faith. Faith as small as a mustard seed to walk through that door. Walking through that door, God can show us how we can pass through that impassable mountain, or God can show us indeed how to move those mountains through faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.